This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I did some traveling in California last week and noticed an article about the Klamath Basin water crisis in one of their papers. Suffice to say, the writer had a whole different take on problems with the water here in the Klamath Basin. First and foremost, the people being shortchanged by the lack of water is not the farmers and ranchers in the Klamath Basin. It's not the Klamath tribes in the Klamath Basin. Nope, this lack of water primarily affects the Yurok tribe on the Klamath River. I kid you not. The article goes on and on how the Yurok tribe is totally dependent on the salmon runs up the Klamath River. How for years and years, I don't know, probably back to the dawn of time, the Yurok tribe subsisted on harvesting the salmon in the Klamath River. Well, it must have been a pretty healthy tribe, since the writer seemed to imply that salmon is all they ate. Well, that and a little exercise catching them means tribal members might still be alive today from back at the beginning of time. Now, be that as it may, it was all about how the Klamath River was healthy and full of migrating salmon until, wait for it, until the federal government created the Klamath Project. Yep, that was the beginning of the end for stream flows in the Klamath River. Now, never mind that during drought years like this one, the Klamath River would almost run dry. Without the Link River Dam, the Klamath Lake would become a muddy marsh with a very small river running through it. Somehow the writer didn't seem to understand this. No, it was the great Satan, the Klamath Project, that started a salmon kill that brings us to where we are today, you see. Totally preventable if the government had just left the Klamath Basin as a mosquito-swarming swamp. What a bunch of bunk. The article went on and on and on about how a series of lakes, meaning the low-level swamps of Upper and Lower Klamath Lake, were pristine and fed clean, clear water down the Klamath River, which created a salmon population second to none. Now, I really chuckled when I read the line about clean and pristine water. I think the writer must have been drinking something other than clean and pristine water, or perhaps indulging in some Northern California hemp crop when this article was written. The article also addressed removal of all the Klamath River dams, and what a bonanza that will be for the Klamath River and the clean and pure water that will result from dam removal. All the same, the only ones hurt by this drought are the Yurok tribal members, and the federal government should do the right thing and reverse the Klamath Project after some 120 years. Yeah, I guess when they start to go hungry from the lack of agriculture products from here, they may change their tune. But don't bet on it. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.